Douglas Dolphinus, broadcasting live from the Big Island, Dolphinville, here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Welcome, everybody. This is another edition of the radio program from Dolphinville. I'd like to thank Randy at Photon for scrambling here and as the operator of these systems, as we're experimenting with new technology today. We're going to try to bring you something different from our regular programming shows in that I was in the field, as it were, yesterday, had the opportunity to go to a healing space, and that will be the focus of the show today as we talk about and experience what the portal is. So I appreciate everybody coming, and we'll look forward to getting into these kinds of topics because it's about the new energy waves and new energy techniques and energy technologies that are becoming available on a planetary scale. This particular instrument that we're going to be talking about today that's up in the north coast of the Big Island of Hawaii is called the Energy Enhancement System. It's something that's been developed over the last 12 years or so by Sandra Rose Michael, and she's used technology, the computer technology, to develop a system that's capable of emulating the energy transmitted, such as the same kind of energy that's found in hands-on healing. This has been resulted in a computer system that's been able to generate a multiple bioactive energy fields, and includes electromagnetic energy fields consisting of various frequencies that include the 7.83 cycles per second, or the Schumann resonance, the circa 13.8 CPS found in the regular virgin rainforest, and other frequencies that include nonlinear, non-Hertzian, fifth-dimensional scalar waves, they're called. And they've been shown to promote good health, life, regeneration, clear thinking, and a whole bunch of things that this system has been designed and hopefully is now being able to be used here on a regular basis. The Scalar Energy Enhanced Meditation Room is what the portal is, and there's actually two arrays up there, and we'll be talking about this with our hosts at the portal, Nadra Godert and Ken Beavis. Because this is a new technology, this is a handheld recording, I wanted to kind of capture the idea of the live feed. So bear with me here. If it's not going to be the same sound quality, we'll try to do the best we can from engineering on this side to make it an enjoyable experience for you. So be happy to hear your comments on the show and any feedback and suggestions to make this a more interesting program. We're going to continue to go out in the field if this experiment works and shift our focus to different people all over the island and maybe even all over the planet. So without further ado, I'll start the first section of this particular program, and we'll take it a section at a time and see how it's going. Please enjoy the portal, which is yesterday's broadcast from the northern coast. Coming your way now. Beautiful space here that's been created by Nadra, and Ken. They're calling this healing space the portal, and it represents a very special commitment on their part because they brought in an array of computer-generated array of energy vibrational frequencies into this space. In fact, there's eight computers all going here at one time, each of them running a specific program that's designed to generate a very special scalar wave, it's called. For those of you who have not heard about scalar waves, it is a piece of technology a phenomenon in nature that's been recognized for a number of years and identified, but it doesn't exist in the same kind of way that normal energy waves that we can measure do. A scalar wave seems to exist in what scientists identify as the fifth dimension. And what that means is that it exists outside of our normal measuring of time and space, and as a result, it doesn't have the kind of degenerative qualities that normal waves would. So if you ring a bell are such as this, and unless that wave is continually generated, it will go down and down and down and gradually disappear. And it sounds like we're in the Bell Tower here. The Bell Tower is also enhanced in this room by these wonderful, beautiful crystal structures. Looking into some of the different things that this room has been showing them, and talk with Major and Ken about this portal space. So I'm glad you're here to join us. This is the first field experiment in time and space with Dolphinville Radio. And the idea being is that not everything can occur in the radio studio, so we're bringing it to you live and in person. Hopefully you'll feel some of the energy generated by ear. So I'd like to welcome first both Ken and Major to the show.
Well, hi. Thanks. It's a gas to be here.
Ken?
Yeah, what an experience.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Well, this is an experience for me. I brought along as a guinea pig in this experiment of time and space my housemate, Stephen Keeler. Stephen is a psychotherapist and healer, somebody who's been working with people on a psychological level for many years, and somebody who I would say is a sensitive to different subtle things. Stephen and I swim very often with the dolphins, and Stephen has actually tracked whales all the way to Tonga so that he could experience what it's like to be in the water with whales and dolphins both. And so somebody who I thought was a great candidate for coming up and sitting in this room, and who I know from first-hand experience has sensitivity to sound wave vibrations. I personally believe that the dolphins and whales put out a very powerful sound vibration, and maybe there's some parallels, and these are some of the things I'd like to explore with you. So, Stephen, you've been here for about 5 minutes in this space. Can you give us a couple of words of how it feels?
I can. The way it feels is I feel like files are being reshuffled inside me. That's about the best way I can explain it. Like there's something's being reordered inside of me, and it's relaxing and very not pleasant feeling.
You said a not pleasant feeling?
Yeah, I meant it is a very pleasant feeling.
Okay, so forget the word not. The universe doesn't hear not anyway. So here we are in a pleasant atmosphere. A wave, scalar wave generating room. This is a system that's been developed over the last 10 years by Sandra Rose Michael, who is somebody who's familiar with the Big Island and has brought a lot of her awareness and teachings from the ancient Hawaiian traditions, and has found the system, or maybe has been gifted this system from the other side or the ethers. I got a feeling that this system itself is maybe a reinvention of a very, very ancient spiritual technology. And at this time on our planet, these kinds of technologies seem to be popping up all over. This is one example of how this we're using what we know as modern technology. And the way that Sandra explained the system was that it literally designed to create this standing wave, and the standing wave is a scalar wave, and it creates within it, for me, the feeling of peace, the feeling of regenerative, that seems to balance right and left hemispheres, do all kinds of things. So let me start right off and talk about what brought you here to Hawaii, and about the portal itself. So what started it for you, and I'll start with you, Major.
Well, we came to Hawaii on vacation like so many people do, and felt like we were home. You know, felt like we really wanted to be here and promised ourselves that someday we'd have to live here for a while. And
how long ago was that?
We've been here 2.5 years, but we actually, of course, started to move here. It took us 6 or 8 months to move here once we'd made the decision, so mm-hmm. a little over 3 years ago, I guess.
And where were you at that time?
Washington State.
Mm-hmm. And were you involved in healing arts, following some kind of course that would lead you to this?
I suppose we were following a course that definitely led to this. But no, we had jobs and finishing raising some kids, and we were about to go into a sort of semi-retirement traveling kind of thing and pursue some leisure and learning, mm-hmm. visiting sacred sites in the mainland and doing some personal work like that. Mm-hmm. But we came here and had an experience or two that led us to move here. We bought a piece of land here just for an investment in the future, and someone else built a house on it accidentally. And
accidentally?
Yeah, they bought the lot next door and built their house on ours by mistake, and they were appalled at their error, and they were very nice people, and we all sat down and had tea together, and they bought it from us for a lot of money, more than we paid for it. So then we had to figure out a way to leave that money in Hawaii, because that had been our intent. We want to have a reason to come back here. We'll make a little anchor.
Mm-hmm.
So we went looking for another piece of land, bigger, because we had more money, and found a house that needed remodeling, and that's what Ken was doing then. So
mm-hmm.
that was pretty fitting, and we abandoned our other plans and moved here instead, which
mm-hmm.
all took about a year, almost a year, to convert and
mm-hmm.
and change everything around and end up here.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of doing a wellness center came later.
Mm-hmm.
We came with plans to find ways to make a living, to get on our feet here, to make a transition and become involved and useful and just live here.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of occupation did you have on the mainland?
Well, I had been doing financial, you know, bookkeeping,
oh.
Things like that. For a couple of years, I turned away from that and painted houses with Ken, because I was tired of being indoors and behind a computer
mm-hmm.
all day. So those two kinds of things. And
mm-hmm.
he was doing remodeling for the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So you're a carpenter. Carpenter is, of course, a very holy enterprise and related to the Christian mythologies for sure. But it's more importantly, you're about constructing things and creating things and making dwellings for people to be comfortable in. Did you ever think that it would lead you into the healing path, so to speak, or this portal?
Well, not specifically. Although, as years ago, when I was actually studying hypnotherapy and being a hypnotherapist and a bunch of other
mm-hmm.
psychotherapies, one thing and another. And I had a vision one time, a full-blown vision of what I thought at the time was a new, radically different type of healing center, which would be very eclectic in its range, using all modalities. Medical doctors, psychics, psychotherapy, everything. But having it on a financial footing such that the money that was generated from helping people wasn't absolutely necessary to keep the place running. But this is just kind of a pie-in-the-sky dream that my mind couldn't figure out how I could actually make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of shelved it, and it was in the background for many years until we moved here. And then one miracle after another happened. And
well, let's talk about that. We all like to hear stories where synchronicities line up and, your spiritual visions somehow become material because some miracle happened along the way. And I'm sure that your story must be similar in ways. Because you said you had some event that happened here to begin with that convinced you that Hawaii was a place for you. Can you talk about that?
Well, we were just here on vacation and just walking down the street one day, and I said, God, it just feels like we're home.
Mm-hmm.
And that when we leave here, we're leaving home
mm-hmm.
instead of going home from a vacation. And Ken said, well, maybe someday we'll get to live here. But there was an event after we moved here. We were clearly led to move here. In retrospect, I can see that. But at the time, we just felt called to move here, and things fell in place to make that possible, and we just sort of turned the ship. Said, well, our kids are grown.
Yeah.
We can do whatever we want,
mm-hmm.
We want to do this now. And
mm-hmm.
so we changed our deal. And
mm-hmm.
We miraculously were able to sell our motorhome and our home back in Seattle right when the dot bomb was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no market.
The market was crashing, and people just materialized out and bought our place for reasonable prices and
mm-hmm.
allowed us to come here, which was just
mm-hmm.
one of many.
And the odd coincidence that somebody would happen to build a house on the property that you had invested
yeah.
in, so that the value for them was, went up dramatically, obviously.
And people who could just say, oh, darn, well, okay, we'll buy that piece of property, too.
Oh, darn, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's more money to...
For cash, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think I like that. I like the way that works, and I think we all have our personal stories that conform to our calling.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very similarly when I stepped off the airplane 7 years ago onto this island, that there was something about the land here that was so inviting and so comfortable. And like we always talk about the humpback whales who come down from Alaska every year, this is their home. This is where they were born. and yet they travel thousands of miles to go back up to Alaska, fill their bellies full of all kinds of krill and various plankton and get themselves beefed up so they can make the run to give another generation's birth. And so there seems to be a beautiful cycle that Big Island and Hawaiian Islands are a part of. I always thought that this was the Healing Island. And because of the slight map of the island, it actually looks a bit like a heart, an actual heart with valves and pumping. And so I always associated it with a healing island for the heart, and you know, maybe because that was what my intention was. Oftentimes we're led into, there you go. Yeah, that's okay, that's okay. Yeah. We'll ring the bell on that one as the bell tolls, because it is about the healing. And the heart center is something that I feel the planet Gaia is coming in now, and the healing that's going on is very much a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we're led into healing modalities because of a health crisis that we're experiencing. Myself being led here because I really felt that unless I did something to reinvest energy into my own heart, I would be risking my life, literally. It could have been a heart attack or some other heart disease that may have manifested itself, but it really was clear to me. So I have to ask you, was there some kind of a similar healing crisis or healing that came to mind that got you interested in looking around for different things that would facilitate that?
We came here with a very practical, intellect-driven, okay, here's what we'll do to survive in Hawaii where we don't have jobs yet and stuff.
Uh-huh.
The fellow that sold us the house we bought, a wreck of a house that Ken would fix and we would make good with that, he and I ended up throwing in together and opening a real estate office. I'd never done real estate before, but I had a background in computers and bookkeeping and had converted well. Well, he had been to some workshops with Jason in the Nine.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't doing that anymore. But he got an email one day after we'd been there, gosh, 6 or 8 months, I guess.
Okay.
Our two desks were right in this little office together, and he looked up and says, "Oh, this might interest you," and he forwarded the email to me. And it did interest me, and the evening talk was that evening, and the workshop was the following weekend, so I told Ken, and we were just about, you know, lifting our heads up to the point of looking around to begin to meet the community and start to find some people to hook up with, because we were long interested in this kind of work and growth, you know. So we went to that and ended up going to workshop and making friends with Jason and Patty and lots of other people. That kind of hooked us into that community and started us having a group of friends outside of work. And it was ultimately, about a year later, it was Jason and Patty who visited the chamber when they were in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
in Costa Mesa and sent us there saying, "This you have to see. This is your dream. This you got to have in your home center. And, you know, do it, do it."
Uh-huh.
And they were so over the top that we converted a mainland trip
mm-hmm.
and went there instead
mm-hmm.
and visited it. So they absolutely, you know, that little set of steps was not something we planned, and it was laid in front of us, and we just cooperated.
Now tell me about your experience in Costa Mesa.
That was very interesting. We had attached ourselves to a charter group because we could get a cheap ticket to the mainland, an inexpensive hotel and so forth. And so we found ourselves having done this months in advance. We were confronted with a trip to Las Vegas that we could not really resonate with. Now, we weren't in the mood, and it wasn't the right time, but we had this cheap ticket, and we needed a break, so we went. And in the meantime, Jason and Patty visited this place in Costa Mesa and came back howling about it. And I looked up on and discovered that Costa Mesa was about 5.5 hours' drive from Las Vegas. So we ended up climbing on a red eye and flying all night, and arriving at Las Vegas at 6:30 in the morning, renting a car, having some breakfast, and driving to Costa Mesa. And
through the forest fires.
Yeah, through the forest
fires. Oh, I remember that. Sure.
Well, that was one of the miracles that happened, was that the forest fire had a big thing going, and we drove down there in the morning. We arrived, and within a couple hours of our arrival in Costa Mesa, the fire blazed up and covered the freeway over with smoke, and they closed the highway that we had come through on.
Wow.
And we spent hours in this chamber there and spent the night and ate Thai food and la la, and went back in the morning and spent some more time in the chamber. We saw in the morning news that the fire was blazing up and the freeway was closed. But while we were in the chamber, things calmed down and the wind died, and when we got ready to leave and drive back to Las Vegas, they opened the freeway. We had expected it to be a crowded stream of people going out of town because it usually is
Friday
on that
night.
Day, Friday night. And in fact, it was empty because it had been closed and everyone thought it was closed. So we breezed back to Las Vegas afterwards. But I'm getting past myself. We went to the chamber after having no sleep all night and then driving all day, which at age 51, I must say, I really feel it when I do that. Mm. It takes 2 or 3 days to just kind of be okay again. And so we went there and we spent 2.5 hours in the chamber and we soaked our feet in the energizing foot bath thing. And then we went out for food and went to the hotel room and ended up staying up talking until 11. And woke up the next morning feeling normal, just normal.
Literally charged, no fatigue from all of that travel.
No,
and driving.
I really erased it. It was like I had not skipped an entire night of sleep, and that is a remarkable thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't need her beauty rest.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, well, then we went back and did another couple, 2.5 hours, and we did a couple of their other cleansing treatments, mm-hmm. some lymph drainage treatment, and then another detox foot soak energetic bath, and then soaked in the chamber another couple hours, mm-hmm. and went back to Las Vegas, drove all the way back to Las Vegas at that point, and could not resonate with Las Vegas at all, but we should have done it the other way around.
Well, this healing modality has a lot to do with vibrational frequencies, as we've talked about, and some of the details of that. I've had Nassim Haramine on the show, and Nassim has been working on the mathematical models, new electromagnetic mathematical models of the nature of the universe. And we're beginning to look at ourselves differently, and each molecule, each atomic structure we recognize is a vibrational spin frequency. And we do know now by some of the people who've been measuring these things that the human body has favorable vibrational frequency ranges and unfavorable vibrational range frequencies. And oftentimes stress, being in situations that bring us stress, will lower these frequencies to to such a state where disease starts to take over. Basically speaking, we can look at these things. Over the last 50 years, we have different technologies. Some of the earliest ones coming out of Russia, we all know as Clarion photography. And we're using those now in different ways. We didn't know what they were, except that they could measure some kind of a life-emanating frequency coming from living matter, i.e. plants and humans. Now we have people who are starting to be able to read these frequencies and color tones and get some accurate kinds of predictions or health diagnosis based on those things. So if I'm not mistaken, didn't they do some Clarion photography experiments to measure some of the effects of these of this array? Is that true?
Yeah, actually, Sandra Rose Michael and some of the people that have bought her systems have done some things like that, and they have some striking pictures of like food-based vitamins,
mm-hmm.
and they'll put them in a scalar chamber and then take another picture of them, and the field will be 4 or 5 times the size of the field in the first picture, and then it persists. In live-based organisms, like food-based vitamins and people and, you know, anything that came from a living thing,
mm-hmm.
It persists. And they take another picture of the same vitamin 6 months later, and the field is just as large, if not larger.
Mm.
In fact, we did an experiment. One of our good friends here who helped us get this place up and running brought some fruit. And there's a much less sophisticated camera in town at the Starseed, Paula Nurse.
I know Paula,
Starseed. So she has just a simple camera where you put your hands on the pads and they take an aura photograph, and
mm-hmm.
it's not on the level of the $60,000 camera that Sandra's team was using, but my neighbor, Bonnie Bogner, took a pineapple, a couple pineapples, and a couple of grapefruits down there, and they took their aura photographs. They set them on the little pad and took their picture. And the grapefruit produced a yellow auric field with a kind of an orangish little rim around the very edge of it, and a good sized field for a piece of fruit. Paula said she'd seen people with less of an auric footprint. And then the pineapple produced a very red field and larger. And so we all had to have some jokes about the angry pineapple. But so then Bonnie brought two of these in here and put them in the scalar chamber for a weekend, and then took them back for another photograph, and the aura on the pineapple had turned yellow and was larger and had this rim around it, much like the first grapefruit picture, but a little bigger and a little rougher looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grapefruit had just gotten a larger field of the same color.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a happy grapefruit in the first place.
Very interesting.
But
and Paula, did she read that color as an enhanced change then?
Well, she said she had never read any fruit before. And she said that as far as she knew, fruit and rocks and things like that didn't generally have guides. You know, she can read the aura around someone in their picture and see their guide.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll often talk about those. And when they took the second pictures of the fruit that had been in the chamber,
mm-hmm.
she commented that she could see guides around the fruit.
How interesting.
And last but not least, the grapefruit and the untreated grapefruit was put on the windowsill at Bonnie's kitchen
mm-hmm.
and allowed to molder away.
Uh-huh.
And after a couple of weeks, the untreated grapefruit was turning brown, just like they get that brownish scale on the outside. And the scalar-enhanced grapefruit lasted another 2 weeks in peachy health. You know.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, there you are. There's physical evidence that something is going on in here that is life-enhancing. And basically, that's what this is. This is an energy-enhancing system.
Mm-hmm.
And this portal, this room, is designed as a means to step into an energy-enhanced, energy field. So that's really exciting work. I think it's really cool that you've decided and it's come about that it's here. Now, Sandra, I understand, is looking to move back to Hawaii.
She's
here, lock stock.
Does
she intend to have another one of these chambers at a different, is that what her intention is, to open up chambers everywhere for people to be able to step into it?
She certainly has a goal of opening chambers, putting chambers in places all over the world, as many as possible,
mm-hmm.
because she says the fields gradually expand, they'll join together, it will materially raise the vibration of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a goal of hers. She hasn't mentioned putting one here.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt she would live long in a place without having at least one in her bedroom. It's fabulous, that part
mm-hmm.
of it.
Well, that's good. And hopefully in one of the future shows, Sandra will be a guest, and we can go into some of the more specifics about the nature of this instrument.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I feel that right now there's a lot of spiritual instruments that are coming back into play, and I've seen evidence about 2 weeks ago down in Kona. They were giving demonstrations of a system called the Gentle Wind Project.
Mm-hmm.
The Gentle Wind Project was devised by a group of six people who, through their meditations, seemed to come in contact with an extrasolar intelligence, and we can look at those as extraterrestrials, I suppose, or as angelic fields, or some ultra-dimensional beings, but be that as it may, they had developed a system where they were led to design these two- and three-dimensional objects, again, enhanced through their own telepathic abilities, but similarly do affect the auric field. What I sense about these instruments is that not only do they do some of the things that others are claiming for altering energy waves, the Monroe Institute, for example, has developed a series of tapes that you can listen to that will literally put your brain into a hemispheric synchronization. And the whole nature of that being that when both halves of the brain are coordinated, working in harmony, and you have a whole brain, you're in a much better enhanced state for healing and learning. And this is one of the features that this, or claims, shall we say, that this system also does that. So we have several things going on here. Not just one tier
mm-hmm.
or affecting one aspect of the energy body, but seems like many, many things. So
mm-hmm.
I'm curious. You've had a number of different people coming in, and what would be some of the more interesting experiences that you would say that pop out more than anything else? Are they healing in nature? Are they enlightenment in nature? How would you describe them? Ken, you've got something right there to say.
Boy, we've had quite a few. We've only been open for about 6 weeks here, first of all, so we're still pretty new at this.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had several people. Had a lady come in and had just twisted her ankle fairly severely. And she went ahead and came in and hobbled in and sat down for, I think she spent maybe an hour in here. And went away and didn't say too much about it. I had occasion to see her about 2 weeks later, and she was just almost effervescing about how the chamber here had helped her. She said the next day the swelling had gone completely down, the black and blue was all gone, and she could put a little weight on it, and the third day she said it was fine. And she was just amazed. You know, we've heard a quite a few stories similar to that
mm-hmm.
in different things. You might remember some more.
We have a lot of people that come in with no specific, you know, they don't necessarily come in to fix an ailment or something.
Mm-hmm.
This particular lady twisted her ankle right outside walking in the building.
Okay.
And so it was great that it took care of it.
Yeah, it avoids a lawsuit as well.
No kidding.
Cancel clear, we're not even talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, there's something enhancing about sending the intention of making a healing center, but more importantly, what I understand about a space such as this, and let's think that this would be like a sacred space where it's hallowed ground. There is an eminence here. Some people would compare it to, say, you know, like around the volcano where Madame Pele's essence is pounding at you and you're feeling. But there's something special going on in these spaces. I know that it's been said that if you have a clear intention and set that intention within the process, that's going on. So I think one of the aspects and maybe the enhancement tools is that those kinds of things are occurring here as well. Look what's happened to the two of you.
Definitely.
Getting involved with that.
Going back to Costa Mesa, we were told, you know, I called them a couple of times before we came there to get an appointment and then to ask questions, much like people ask us now about, well, what is it? Well, what should I do? You know, should I floss first? How does this involve? Do I take my shoes off? And one of the many things they told us was about this clear intent idea was that it was a eighth-dimensional portal. And if you were to focus an intent before you went in there, you would have a much easier time manifesting. So on our long trip to get there, we knocked back and forth what each of us was looking for, and both of us went in there with some intention. And I had thought that three things would be good, nice three kind of ringing to it, and I went in there with the intention of manifesting vibrant health, clear sight, and enough money to build one of these back here in Hawaii, just to be real literal with the M word. And I was that literal with it. And however, in my intellect, I went in the door of that chamber thinking that I knew what I needed to have vibrant health. And that you all probably have your list of your little aches and pains that need to be cleared up, or you know, what you think you need to work on. And I was having my kidneys ache a little bit, and I have an arch that aches sometimes. So I have this little list of things that I would fix, but I went in and just intended vibrant health and trusted the universe to decide what needed fixed. And as we walked in there, immediately I could feel around my heart as if someone were, you know, just plucking at my shirt, just light touch, all around my heart. And I drew my attention there and was surprised because I thought my heart was just fine. And in a physical sense, it is. I don't have any heart problems per se, you know, a doctor kind of heart problem. But I had some heart problems, like in broken hearts, and, you know, not an open heart, and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so work went on there for 10 or 15 minutes around my heart. And then my kidneys ached. And then my foot tingled. And during my 2 hours, we kind of went through all the things, but apparently the heart part had to be worked on before I was ready to work on the other part.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't figure that out with my head. I just kind of surrendered. And you know, the other things that I've asked for in there are also happening. You know, witness how quickly this all came together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thing number three happening in aces.
Yeah, not very much time at all.
No.
So it is possible what you've added to this room since I've even been here, and the energy that's changed. Of course, what you've added are these crystal bowls, which enhance and give people the ability to add another sound chamber to this. Absolutely. And these beautiful, incredible crystals, a geode, this purple, what is it, amethyst?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most remarkable thing. And in the corners, we see other smoky quartz. And these were recommended, I believe, to enhance the energy or something that you intuited.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I channel sometimes on occasion.
Okay.
And this came through very clearly that we needed to do this for some reason. I don't know why. Exactly, but it seems to help.
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had to have quartz crystals, clear or smokies, around the perimeter and an amethyst in the center.
All right, we're back. Thank you. All right, what we're going to do is take a small little musical interlude break. Come back after about a minute and a half of Andrew Forrest's music. Hang in there. Thank you. Gap earlier on. Thanks for hanging in there. We're going to continue with the broadcast as it came out yesterday at the portal. Island of Hawaii is a healing chamber for many, many people. We've all come here and felt very connected on familiar areas that maybe go back to our core selves, or maybe former selves, or simultaneous selves, as I like to think of it sometimes. But what it's doing is it's maybe waking us up to our own multidimensionality. And chambers such as these that have these instruments that help us to think differently about ourselves by giving us some kind of special energy array. My personal experience when I first came and sat in this room about 6 weeks ago was that I instantly was able to go into an alpha state, is why I identify it, which is the preliminary stages for meditation. My own personal signal is if I get quiet, how quickly I can get quiet within myself. My eyelids start to flutter in a sort of a vibrational rate that lets me know that I'm very easily accessing the alpha state. And from there, of course, we can go into the deeper meditative states. It's been noted that these deeper meditative states are where healing, deep healing, can take place. And we're also starting to understand that healing is not a mental construct. Healing is actually an energy construct that can be read through various means. Clarion photography is now being understood as a way of looking at ways of reading energy fields in humans, the so-called etheric or auric fields, as we've been talking about in some of our past shows. The other interesting thing is that more people are starting to be open to this. They're thinking that, you know, I've been going to a doctor all these years, and they've been treating my ailments with Band-Aids and medications, and it never seems to get to the core issues. So I think this may be a new approach. I am feeling that these healing chambers are the wave of the 21st century to get us in tune with the most important aspect of our existence, to be together as human consciousness on a planet consciousness and recognize that we are not any different. We are actually all part of the same thing. An ocean liquid consciousness that is a liquid way of being on planet Gaia. And as we start to open up to these ways of being and feeling ourselves connected to it, I believe that the natural thing is that we'll start to experience what the dolphins and whales have shown us, the pod mind, that collectively we can do so much more than we can individually, and that we are recognizing that aspect of ourself, which has been here all along. We are one. We are connected. And every thought that I think is reflected back by the world around me. I think that's really what the dolphins and whales have been showing to me all these years. And the well-being I feel when I come from a nice swim is very similar to the feeling that I get when I sit in this room. I don't know if Stephen is still awake. I see a smile cracking on his face. You've been sitting here for about 45 minutes now, Stephen. Can you give us a reflection of what that feels like?
Yes. What it feels like is at one point I felt as if I had actually raised up. I've had my eyes closed for most of that time, and I actually did feel like my whole body had elevated out of this chair and maybe out of this room. I don't know where I went, but it was a very ecstatic feeling. My tongue has felt like icy hot, and it feels now like the cells in my body are moving, they're changing or something, and I'm feeling a lot lighter than I did when I first got here.
Well, similarly, a lot of people have reported, and I think the first thing you said was it felt like the files were being reshuffled, or that you were being reformatted, the hard drives were being reformatted. And I had a very similar kind of feeling when I came in the first time and got into the alpha state. It's as if there was what they do in computer language is they do a defrag, where they take all the empty spaces and they fill them up, and so that your whole computer hard drive is not wasting any space. It kind of felt like that was going on. Would you say that's a similar feeling to what people report?
Relating to my first experience in Costa Mesa, it was very much like that. When we left, I just felt like I had a fresh start and a whole new load of energy and different perspective on things. Mm-hmm. And just fresher.
Yeah. A new formatting. Would you agree, Ken?
Sure. Well, one of the things that this array does is it does very quickly raise the vibrational rate of every individual cell in your body up to its optimum peak, like we were talking about, between 70 and 90 millivolts.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that allows the body to then start working in a more harmonious way towards health, to either recover health or maintain health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because health is just merely a place of balance and harmony.
Mm-hmm. And real healing can begin when you're in that place in harmony.
Yep.
So you're on the mainland, you've had this experience. You have in your mind that you're going to come to Hawaii, but the portal wasn't really a reality at that stage. What happened that said, well, I'm going to make a commitment here. This feels so good. I want this in my life. What happened? What made that decision?
I was the most lit up about the chamber in Costa Mesa, and I had only just learned about his long-standing dream about having health center. He had thought it was so impossible that he never even talked about it in the years we've been together. And so I come back on fire, and I'm going, we're going to have to do that. I think we have to buy one of those. I mean, it could be in your health center, and we should just do it. And I'm just, lots of energy about getting it and doing it. And we were living in a little tiny house down in a sugar cane camp, you know, a sugar shack, and not a kind of a place where you could do anything like that. And so it was October 18th when we tried that chamber, and January 18th we had bought a house, finished it. It was an unfinished house under construction, and acquired the chamber, the portal equipment, and also the foot baths and some other things, and put it in here and opened the door in two or three months.
Yeah,
so astonishingly fast. But that was the first thing, was just being on fire about that scalar system. And I said, you know, whether it works for the health center idea or not, it works for me, and it will change my life. Mm-hmm. And if I change my life, I can change the world. This is the seed of raising the vibration of the planet one person at a time. You know, people that are ill are getting, they're more sick people now because as the vibration of the planet raises, the people who aren't quite changing in sync with that get out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
And out of sync people are sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to manifest illness.
Mm-hmm.
So this, you know, in a roundabout way, is fixing their illnesses, but it's because it's helping them to join the uplift.
Well, we know that whenever we go through a toxic cleanse, for example, oftentimes we'll start the cleanse and the first thing that happens is that we
feel
lousy, headaches, terrible stuff as we flush out from our systems whatever it is that has been causing us to not feel good to begin with. It isn't always successful, but that's usually a very general thing. Do you find that people report having an initial experience where they've gone home and gone, whoa, you know, some really bad stuff came up? Or is it mostly just a feeling of well-being? How would you characterize it?
Some detoxing happens to some people after this, but it tends not to be real horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back to the vitamin pictures. When somebody comes in here and it raises their vibration, it stays raised.
Mm-hmm.
So when you begin to detox, you're not so likely to have that come out in your body and get redigested and just lay there.
Mm-hmm.
Your cells
mm-hmm.
are working better still,
mm-hmm.
and so you tend to shed it.
Mm-hmm.
So people do detox, and there are some detox reactions, but it's generally mild.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly if they come back in the chamber when that happens,
mm-hmm.
it clears right up.
Well, you talk about the colonics. Is something you want to add to the facility here?
Mm-hmm.
Some body work, the foot baths. These are all enhancement devices that will help process and push through these toxic blocks, I would think.
Yeah, that's the idea, the concept of things that cleanse and energize, which basically gets the equipment all working as good as it can and
mm-hmm.
the rest of everything takes care of itself.
And just as an added note, for those of you who don't know the Big Island and maybe tend to come at some point in the future, or those of you who are listening to the show who haven't been over here as yet, this is a beautiful property that we're situated on. You can look out, the rise on the hill goes down in the north, North Island channel between Maui and the Big Island is there. It's teeming with energy because it always has that energy between the two islands. And it just seems like a very, very peaceful, calming place in and of itself. Within a couple of miles of a state park up here, which is beautiful, trees. There's a lot of fluid up here, a lot of liquid rain, different than other parts of the island. So this has a feeling like this is a great place for this kind of healing chamber. It's a cleansing place. It's constantly renewing itself with fresh breezes and rain and new growth all the time. So I think whatever has led you here, and I would like to think that we are being guided because we're allowing ourselves to be guided by higher intelligences other than ourselves. This is a non-human kind of facilitation that's going on here. Now, Ken, you talked about having some channeling experiences. Can you kind of like share with us what that's like for you, and is this chamber and being involved with these, has that enhanced your channeling ability?
Well, I have channeled, I guess, off and on for a number of years, channeling different energies, I guess is the best way to put it. But most recently, I have been getting in touch with some of the local energies, like on this property and on our property down there and of the Big Island, and starting to get some awareness about the feeling on what they feel on their level about what's going on our level.
Mm-hmm.
And the information I'm getting is that they're almost ecstatic about what we're doing here because it is helping to raise the vibrational level of the whole area. It's not just this little room or this house or this piece of property. And, you know, it helps. We've noticed one little side note. When we first moved here, there were no birds at all anywhere, which we thought was amazing. You know, it's kind of strange. And now we're getting birds. We've got wild turkeys that come through the front yard, and we just had some magpies and some
mm-hmm.
other little birds and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I'm choosing to read that as they're picking up on, you know, it feels better.
Positive signs.
Yeah.
There was some kind of a dead zone here or something that
mm-hmm.
wasn't safe for them or wasn't comfortable
for them. The previous owners we're very unhappy, I think, is the kindest way to put that.
Well, yeah, and we're on a volcanic rock. We know that the magnetic level of volcanic rock is lighter than regular Earth, so vibrational frequencies do different things on a volcanic island than they do everywhere else. Add to that, we're in the middle of the big, largest geographic feature of the Pacific Ocean. We are at a point that we've talked about on previous shows, 19.5 degrees comes right through the middle of the volcano, and the volcanic island itself is enhanced by the sacred geometric relationship. A power point, a pulse point, and so what better place to have a healing vibrational instrument in place? The people coming here are not only feeling for themselves, but it's like a broadcast tower. We are putting out beams that now are going out to the whole Pan-Pacific. And that's exciting to me. What is drew me here was the experience of the dolphins and whales. And I want to get into this with you now because I know that you've had an opportunity to be out swimming with dolphins, and you know what it's like, what it feels like to be in the water. You've even had some of the rare occasions to be in proximity of whales. How would you compare the feelings of the cetaceans, being in the ocean with them, with this experience here?
I hadn't actually thought about that until you mentioned it just a few minutes ago, but I find it very similar, actually, when I was swimming with the dolphins, especially when you're underwater with them and in fairly close proximity. Of course, it alters my energy level, you know, my awareness level, and which is very similar to the way I feel when I sit in the room here.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to say it's, yeah, very similar. Very similar.
What about you, Nedra?
You know, I'm very subdued and almost overwhelmed in awe of the whales and the dolphins, and I feel that way here too. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a piece of me. I'm a Leo person. You know, I'm loud and I'm holding forth all the time. I think that this is a piece of me stepping back and allowing, you know, and feeling the energy instead of steering it. Riding instead of driving, and I very much do that here as I do there. I don't jump in the front and drive, and that's good here. And here I need to allow each person to bring what they bring, to get what they get, for the energy field here to do for them whatever it will. And all I am is, oh, as my good friend Dorisha said, the keeper of the portal.
Well, part of this healing that we're talking about, I believe, is that the microcosm and the macrocosm are coming to reflect the same thing. And likewise, here we have a little healing space here, but what we're trying to do is enhance the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And one cell at a time, one person at a time, one sensibility at a time. And the way to do that is to allow each one of those elements to be totally what they are, without judgment, without trying to steer them, without trying to control them. All the great wisdom of the past ages has told us the importance of humility. And one of the things that becomes very obvious if you step off the land and swim into the ocean is that you become very humble by the experience.
At the very least, you're no longer at the top of the food chain.
Yes, yes. You're reminded of your humble beginning and, you know, right down to your cellular level, you know, get with it. And I think that's part of the extraordinary you know, awareness that we're afforded by being here. So it's great to be able to add on the land an instrument that does similar things. We know that hemisyncing, as I mentioned earlier, is something as a byproduct. The dolphins are constantly using their whole brains, and in a harmonic resonance, in a resonant field that they produce, being naturally what they are, we and our energy fields are affected likewise. Sort of like a piano being tuned in the music hall is going to go off when the celloist is tuning his strings. So that harmonic resonance is very, very apparent. Our bodies are an instrument of harmonic resonances. We've been able to identify them in various ways, such as chakra points and energy systems that come out of these seven centers that we have been identifying since the ancient times in the East. Which may be the tip of what is coming back to us now. There's plenty of evidence to indicate that we are star-seeded beings, and maybe this technology is, in fact, from our heritage as star-seeded beings, people recognizing that somewhere in their own DNA coding are informational circuits, and those circuits are being released now. Why? Because we're approaching a place, a vibrational frequency as a planet, where this kind of information is going to be available and is becoming available to everybody. We talked a little bit about the miracles of bringing you here, the fact that you've manifested this place and are adding to it at an accelerated rate is a miracle. But do you think that you would? It's safe to encourage people that miracles can happen here.
Miracles can happen anywhere.
Miracles aren't about safety.
No, the miracles aren't about just this place.
Right.
Miracles are everywhere. I mean, my favorite saying is, I don't believe in miracles. I depend on them. And it's really true.
I live by them.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think that it has too much to do with who we are or what we're doing even. It's mostly a matter of getting out of the way and being quiet enough to hear the calling.
Mm.
You know, if you hear what direction you're supposed to go and allow it to happen, then the universe will get behind you 100%.
Mm.
And it will appear that miracles are happening, when in fact what's happening is just what's supposed to happen, and we're not getting in the way and driving and figuring it out and slowing it down.
I like the way that sounds. I know that in my mind, the dolphins, the whales, or maybe some aspects of myself kept saying as I was entering one time, you know, if we could just get people to shut up and listen, then they would start to hear what's going on. But there was a story about the FedEx ground shipment that you considered a minor miracle. Why don't you tell that story?
That's a really fun one. We had this place. We ordered the chamber equipment from Sondra's company, and it was ordered and scheduled to be shipped and all this jazz, and it was going to be put in on a Tuesday. And so a week from the following Saturday, Sondra was going to be here on the island and on the occasion of the installation and visiting her family here. And so she said, well, look, if you wanted to do a little open house, I could talk for you. Well, what a great opportunity to have the developer of the system talk. So we immediately threw together quickly in 8 or 10 days a little open house thing. And time is ticking by, and they show up to install the equipment on a certain day, like on the Thursday before the Saturday. They were going to show up and install it. And so a couple days before that, I called to check up on the shipment, which should be arriving 2 or 3 days before we needed it, even at the worst. And, you know, I plan to the worst here on shipping things from the mainland. So I phone the office and get the tracking numbers, and I phone FedEx, and they tell me, oh, yeah, that's in the thing. It's shipped. I said, oh, good. And when should it arrive? And they said, well, it was shipped ground. So it should arrive on the 25th. Well, the grand opening to which we had invited everyone we knew was on the 17th. You know, and I just about had a stroke right on the spot. You know, oh, no, all these people are going to come and I'm going to be explaining all day. Well, it's about the stuff we don't have yet. You know, so I just panicked. I almost got sick,
mm-hmm.
You know, because so many things, so much work, and all this stuff is we're working like crazy and it's going to not work. And then I collected myself. I called Sondra's office and told her what happened. Not that anyone in the world could do anything about it at this point,
mm-hmm.
since it's launched and FedEx said it wasn't retrievable. No way, no credit card in the world could make them change it into air,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the middle. And so it was hopeless. So then I got over it and collected myself and said, well, it'll be whatever it is. And that's what Sondra said when she called me back. She said, it'll get there or it won't. Not to worry.
Mm-hmm. Let go.
And so we all breathed, and it showed up the next day, having arrived from the mainland, FedEx ground in 3 days.
Wow.
You can't get air shipments here.
No.
Which is a miracle.
Yeah.
That's just a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They called
mm-hmm.
us, and they had the wrong address, too. And they had the address of the old house, and so they delivered it here. Actually, they delivered it there, but they phoned us here
mm-hmm.
and told us it was there.
Well, likewise, yeah. When you had that gathering, you had sent out a few emails. And
I sent out
behold.
About a dozen emails.
Mm-hmm.
And each person I sent it to sent it to their friends who told their friends. And we had about 60 people show up.
No, I was here. I was part of that crowd.
It was amazing. Standing
yeah.
room only.
I came into this room. I had to squeeze over in a little piece of the corner just to be able to experience it, which I was very enthusiastic about because I thought, well, people really are open to something
yeah.
new. And everybody I saw here, I'd seen, you know, around at different places for the most part, although a few new faces, which was really cool. But I really like that idea that there seems to be a higher order here. There are things that are going on that are opening up.
And word of mouth is just serving it. You know, people continue to tell their friends and refer people, and people come, and then they tell other people, and so a steady stream of people parading through here from just those grapevines.
A telepathic connection, as we like to say. I wanted to get into was the kind of illness that you can treat with a vibrational change. Maybe we can discuss that a little bit.
Well, first of all, like we were talking before, we don't treat illness. My way I look at it, illness is a byproduct of an imbalance in your vibrational rate. And so that's what we focus on, is just helping support a person's ability to be in harmony with themselves and their surroundings. And good health will just come as a byproduct of that. And any physical manifestations a person will have should just be a byproduct, go away. You know? And that's our main goal here at the portal, is really being just a support tool. Because this isn't the only modality, the only thing, but you mentioned yourself, you know, there's lots of other things out. And we all know there's tons of stuff. And it all has value. You know, and this is just one little piece, and that's the way we look at it. And you know, we're just a tiny piece in the whole puzzle of helping support balance and harmony, and for people and the planet.
When it comes to healing, so much is the attitude of the healer and that of the one being healed. There has to be cooperation, certainly a co-creation between those two, the desire to heal on both people's parts. But the psychology of healing is probably the most important element, I think, in craftsmanship. The real essence was how that person initially felt and was fed the information as to how they would judge the value of that based on the price tag. So the price has become, in our society, a way of measuring value. And oftentimes, and for those of us who look for value in money, we'll look around and we'll feel really good about having bought something or gotten a good value. But this is not a minor investment. I'm just asking, you know, getting your feedback on the psychology of pricing and value of health.
I think there's some of that there, but I don't. When I add up the cost of these computers, I have a computer background.
Oh, right.
And so I look at the cost of them, and they're third-party boxes. You know, they've ordered each component separately and put them together. And then they have spent 12 years in research and development creating proprietary software that generates the fields that they're throwing off that you can't buy anywhere else. If you open the little doors on these computers, there aren't any disk drives in them. There are hard drives in them only. You know, they're not running Windows. They're probably close to worth the money we paid for them if you just fabricated them.
I see.
I think those boxes probably cost $3,000 a piece for parts and labor.
Wow.
You've got 12 of them.
Yeah, and that's right. We have the rest of the 12-unit system in our bedroom. So, you know, you're looking at almost enough money to justify it. Then the monitors there were $300 a piece at Costco.
All right.
You know, and the uninterruptible power supply behind each one was $100 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
And the two circuits had to be put in this room.
Right.
You know, on and on. I think the money isn't as inflated as it might seem on the quick ride pass with cheap computers available. You compare it to that, it seems like a lot, but I don't think it's inflated much. But where I see this, the sort of the weight test, you know, is it expensive, it must be good. I see that happening on the other end, where there are 16 or 20 or so clinics and spas and things around that are offering, you know, rooms like this where you can go and meditate or take treatments. And the price variation for that privilege is huge.
Oh, really?
And something like between $40 per person per hour to $170 per person per hour. We looked at all of that, and that was where we played the game that you're talking about you've got to charge enough so it has the perceived value. It's not just a nothing.
Right.
But not so much, because it's important to make it available, as available as
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find that magic point, that
mm-hmm.
enough or not too much.
Yeah, no. And again, that's a point of balance,
mm-hmm.
a point of healing. So the pricing and the actual face value of the array that's going on in this house and in this room is really equivalent to, you know, a car that you would buy. So it's important that people understand that this is not to be taken lightly, that this is a serious commitment on your part. It's a healing commitment for the space and the people who come in to use it.
The electrical bill is more than the payment on our new truck.
Oh, my goodness. Well, with that in mind, let's take a breather right now, and we'll come back after a few minutes of studio interlude. Want to thank everybody for listening to this, and invite everybody, if you are coming to the Big Island, to consider stepping into the portal, a new way of thinking and feeling facilitated by a technology that seems to be enhancing something that is very deep down to our core. We'll talk more about that with Adrian Kim when we come back. Thanks for being with us. All right, we're back for a brief interlude. Let's go with Michael Hammer's music to the Dawn and Doorway of Pleiades. Of Michael Hammer from his album The Doorway to the Pleiades. Welcome back to live Dolphinville Radio. We're going to move right along to the section of the show broadcast live yesterday from the portal. Thanks for staying with us. Maybe the portal to the eighth dimension, as it's been mentioned or perceived by some, a dimension where manifestation can take place on the deepest core levels of our being. We're here sharing time and space in the portal with the people who are hosting this space. Ken and Nadra have decided to move from the mainland and create what is becoming a health center that is all about getting people in tune and in touch with themselves to raise their vibrational frequencies one person at a time, one cell at a time, so that the entire planet, the entire Gaia consciousness is rising up to its rightful place at a higher vibrational level. Hosted by Ken Beavis and Nadra Godert, they have decided to move here to make this an incredible place for people to experience. But what are we sitting in? Here we have, in this particular room, 8 computers. They are going 24/7. they don't have little programs they're running aside from the ones that's been put on the hard drive. The program generates what is being called a scalar wave. Now, I'm not a physicist. I understand a little bit. Scalar waves are kind of an enigma because they can't be measured in conventional ways, but they seem to be acknowledged. So what do we know about scalar waves, and what's going on with these monitors that all seem to be rolling these glyphs like the Matrix, but in multicolors? And I've been shown here a sheet that actually these monitors can be set, engaged, to do different things, almost like an aromatherapy or a color therapy. So let's talk about first, what is a scalar wave and how is it generated in this room? As much as you can understand it, non-technical, or what you can share with us.
Sure. First of all, I too am not a physicist and don't have a firm grasp of the actual electronics and physics that's going on. But as I understand it, all of these computers are set up very precisely with these lasers, and they're set exactly the same distance from the center point in this room, so that as we all know, they're plugged into regular 120 volt 60 cycle electricity, and they're emitting that. But because they're all the same, where the wave forms, 60 cycle wave, meets right in the dead center of the room, they cancel each other out, and then that creates a zero point energy, because there is no 60 cycle energy there. And then as the computers stay on, this zero point energy field grows larger and larger until it encompasses the whole room. And we have actually taken a Gauss meter, and you can measure the field right here in the middle. As you can see, this is a very accurate meter.
000.
And there's computers all the way around us within 5 or 6 feet, and there's no 60 cycle hertz.
Cut out. And now you're saying the scalar wave creates what is called a zero point. And we've heard that phrase before. I mean, the first time I heard it was in the Madame Blavatsky's literature 150 years ago. More recently, Greg Braden coined the phrase when he was talking about zero point energy. And we hear it as a means of describing an energy source as well. How is it used here as a description?
Well, as I understand it, by making it zero point place where there's no 60 cycle energy, scalar energy is around all around the world. It's naturally generated from the Earth itself.
And how does that work?
It's kind of hard to, if you're creating zero point energy, how do you have a stronger zero? Or a faster zero.
Yes.
My non-scientific interpretation of that is that if you imagine a circle with 12 computers in it, each of them is beaming a wave, a standing non-Hertzian linear wave at each other, and it's meeting perfectly in the middle of each pair and canceling it out. So it's creating a field, an orb of null energy, with no energy inside of it. If you have only 4 computers in a square doing that, in between each computer around the side, there'll be an area where no waves are being beamed at the middle.
Mm.
So you will have a null track between each pair of computers aimed at the one opposite it.
Mm-hmm.
And in between that will be an area that's not affected.
Mm.
So I would think you would have a zero point, a null field that would be less dense, less intense in a 4-unit system, and exponentially more full of nothing. In a 12-unit system.
Okay, folks, get your hand around that. More is less.
Okay,
we've heard that.
They're always balanced. They do a perfectly balanced array. It's a 12 points in exact circle, or it's 4, or it's 8, or it's 6. It has to be symmetrical so that the pairs of computers opposite each other can meet and cancel the wave down and make it null field.
But didn't you say that the standing wave then seems to spread itself out over time? And so
the field grows.
Okay.
The scalar, I don't know, the scalar field grows. Sandra says within a few months it will be a couple of miles.
Okay, so that's now. We're feeling, the state park over a couple miles from here is,
right.
Campers are getting the benefit of the scalar wave.
Doing Hanukkah.
Yeah. Well, yes, we're in the terminal, folks, of the space portal here. Well, now tell me more about the screens themselves. These are flat screen monitors, LCD monitors. As I look around the room and I'm looking at each one of the computer arrays, each one has a rolling series of lines of symbols. I don't know, I can't see the symbols directly. Are they letters or numbers or scientific symbols of some kind?
They're hieroglyphics. They aren't letters or anything that I would recognize.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking down at a piece of paper, the Basic System Operations Manual, version 1.0, and it's showing, more than a dozen ways and settings that one can do with the monitors only, or can you explain a little bit more about how that enhances the system, and are all these dialed into different ones, and what happens when you switch them around?
All we get to play with is the monitors. The basic programming is actually not just making a scalar field, according to the developer, it's making a blended field with maybe seven kinds of waves in it, as I recall, and that scalar is the most noteworthy and well-known of that, but that we can't tamper with. The CPU is the central processing unit of the computer, is generating that, running proprietary software that's a big secret. It comes all installed on the machines, we just turn them on, boot them up, and that's the only song they play.
Mm-hmm.
However, the monitors are programmed to, from the programming, we can run different colors on them, and the rate at which the hieroglyphics scroll or don't scroll, mm-hmm. you can make them go slow, fast, are variable right now. These are set to vary. There is also a color therapy element. You can pick the several colors that the screen is displaying in the characters, as well as the background color.
Mm-hmm.
You can have multiple background colors. It's a striped effect. There's a little menu here in the manual that says this color and that color together enhance this sort of work or that sort of work. So you can kind of dial in. You know, the ones we have in our bedroom, we've set to things like deep meditation and sexual love and things like that that we thought were compatible with a bedroom.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Right at first, I picked a magenta background because I love magenta, mm-hmm. and I found out that magenta, I knew virtually nothing about color therapy, and magenta was not a peaceful color, and it made it hard to sleep.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. All the other effects notwithstanding.
Well, just some of the settings and the titles of those settings put on this piece of paper, Astral Awakening, which is supposed to help with insomnia, meditation, and astral projection. And curiously, our guinea pig here, Stephen, mentioned that he felt himself being projected out. Now, are any of these arrays set for the Astral Awakening in here?
Well,
we know?
For today, we have things in here set now on the Control D setting down here, which runs through all of those and gives each of them a bit of play.
Oh.
So as they're not synchronized perfectly, they'll be in different ones from different computers at different times. So we should be in all of those potential effects while we're in here.
Okay, so if you were to come and sit in this room for, let's say, an hour, which is the recommended time, although is there a limit to how long it's effective?
We're going to be in here 24/7.
Yeah. How long would it be good for you, for yourself, to run at their optimum voltage?
Absolutely.
Before that would become bad.
Well, of course, one wonders, okay, now I know what it feels like, and, I've gotten my instrument tuned up. It's like you're going to one of those electronic things for tuning your guitar, and suddenly for the first time I'm in pitch now, and I'm really feeling good. And naturally, the changes of weather and humidity will shift the string densities, and your instrument may slide out of tune unless you have perfect pitch. Not too many people I know have perfect pitch. But one would think that if you know what it feels like to have a perfectly tuned instrument, that might in itself be beneficial, and the need for coming back for realignment would decrease over time. Or is it something that you would recommend people do on a regular basis?
The need for realignment potentially does decrease over time, but you go out into a world that's saturated with, say, EMS and ELS and like that, and that's like sitting in an unscalar chamber and bombarding your body with negative waves, and so the onslaught will detune you. And the more time you spend in here, the better. And certainly people who come back after getting themselves tuned up retune quicker, it seems. They get all, come in and in minutes they're in effective deep meditation, mm-hmm. working on what they came for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's little wasted time. And mm-hmm. healers that work on their clients in here report that initial period of getting the client aboard and getting in sync with each other and getting ready to work that mm-hmm. you always have is reduced from 20 minutes to 2.
Wow.
Now, much quicker. And mm-hmm. so I think after a while, you get much quicker at the retuning.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, living in the field, you know, I will have hit a hard spot or do some personal work and need to come in here for a tune-up, and I sometimes just walk in here and stand in the middle of the room and turn around with intent and walk back out. And that's all I need.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you still work as with wood and construction elements, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that such, you know, rudimentary things as construction or doing the things that you are so accustomed to do after 20 years, has there been any change in the way that those simple tasks are done now?
Actually, I wouldn't say that the tasks have changed, but I definitely feel that I am changing.
Yeah.
Changing the way I approach it, the way I feel about it,
mm-hmm.
Where my whole life is heading. I mean, I feel myself moving away from construction,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I'm probably going to, I'll still do some, I enjoy creating things
mm-hmm.
with my hands,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the only thing I want to do,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I think the main thing I've noticed since we've installed these here in our place is I feel like I am speeded up. I am living faster.
Not mm-hmm. not like in a caffeine sense.
No, not.
An accelerated
enhanced way of being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Enhanced beingness, and it's becoming more and more obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of friends, that, you know, they look at us and you know they see us once a week or something. They go, "Wow, you're looking younger, and man, you look great." And
uh-huh.
you know,
yeah,
we're getting all kinds of
mm-hmm.
things like this.
Mm-hmm. And family members, I mean, sometimes they're the first ones to notice that something is different, you know,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing, you know, what are you taking,
mm-hmm.
what are you eating?
Yeah.
Have you gotten some of that feedback loop too? Like you said, you have children,
yeah,
right?
I've been commented, that I look younger.
And the children who know mom from, you know, a certain way, have
yeah.
they said, "Mom, you know, something's different," or have you got any of that?
Well, my youngest daughter is in college, and she says, she's just so pleased with what we're doing, and we feel so good, and she's excited for us, and,
mm-hmm.
And it's real positive.
I love
she
it.
Came home and visited just before we put it in, so she hasn't actually been able to
mm-hmm.
experience it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an energy enhancement system. It's designed to make people feel good, better about themselves, the healing modality. Stephen, how do you feel about yourself right now?
I feel a lot. Physically, I feel a lot better, and I do feel like I do when I get done swimming with the dolphins or being with the whales. Same blissful, peaceful, reconnected I don't know what the word is, energy running through me that's just fantastic, you know. It's a very peaceful state of being, and so that's how it is.
How is your sore throat?
My sore throat is better, and my stomach isn't all upset like it was earlier, and you know, I feel a lot of bliss, you know, a lot of no worries, kind of. In my view, it's like the reconnection I feel when I swim with the dolphins and the whales. It's a reconnection to my spirit, and when we're connected to that, there's nothing to worry about, nothing to fear, you know, it's a really a great place to be.
The state of enhanced well-being.
One thing, this is a good time to mention that people have probably noticed that it's very difficult to talk about what you experience here. This is a very experiential experience. You know, I mean, you have to feel it.
Yeah.
You have to feel it.
Yeah.
Because everybody will take away a slightly different feeling mm-hmm. and experience with mm-hmm. them. It's very individual mm-hmm. because it doesn't do any one thing. It just merely enhances and allows us to do our own thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is. You know? Mm-hmm. And so that's the beauty of the system.
Mm. Has there been any reports of people having negative reactions to this, aside from the toxic cleanse or something coming up that wasn't pleasant? Any long-term effects that has been reported, or even short-term effects?
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Nothing. No. It's all natural frequencies and stuff, and nobody that we've heard of at all haven't heard a single thing.
No. The thing that I think makes that clear is the idea that the developer, Sandra, was trying to create a field like the healing field created like between a healer's hands when they're healing
mm-hmm.
somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming she made a good copy of that with this and it feels like she did, then if you've ever known or experienced going to a healer or going to a chiropractor or a doctor or something when you didn't really want to get fixed, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
If a friend decides to do their stuff on you, body talk or body work or something like that, and you don't really want it,
mm-hmm.
nothing will happen because you haven't accepted it. You haven't intended to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have a healer's seal. And if you don't intend to get healed by it or to change your life or whatever you might intend,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what you'll get. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You can't, a healer cannot do drive-by healing.
No.
See this crippled guy on the corner and say,
mm-hmm.
wham,
mm-hmm.
he's fixed.
Right.
Well, he's got to want to be receiving this healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not going to do anything bad to somebody because I doubt anybody would come in here and say, hurt me.
No.
So on that basis, no, it doesn't do anything
mm-hmm.
bad to anybody. And
mm-hmm.
I liken it to if you came in with no intention, not negative or positive, it would be very much like a dip in the ocean or a hug.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It feels good, and you won't get a whole big life-changing bunch of stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to that hug or that dip in the ocean with big intent, you can get a lot out of it.
Mm.
You can find dolphins and
yeah. Right. A lot of things come into you.
You can take a dip in the ocean and fix your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I do it all the time. Go
mm-hmm.
to the ocean, get in the water, and come out and feel better, even
mm-hmm.
if it's just a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the last 5 or 6 years, we've heard a lot of attention brought about the new children, the so-called psychic kids. Jimmy Twyman talks about the crystal children that Roeffler talks about. Lee Carroll calling the phrase the indigo children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all referring to the new children who have been born in the last 10 or 15 years. They seem to be coming in with a different programming in their DNA. My own personal intuition on that is that they're being allowed to do what all children have. They are not being cut off at a certain point as we were growing up. After 7 years old, you're no longer allowed to think certain ways. You have to be responsible. But without going too far into that, I'd be curious to know what the experience is. And this system has been out there for over a dozen years now. There's got to be some reports with kids who have some either diseases or Down syndrome or some kind of child malady that has made it life difficult for them as a child. And they don't have the adult sense of forming an intention about wanting to be better. They're just kids.
Mm-hmm.
How does it affect, and what have you heard about this instrument affecting children?
Well, this would be, secondhand. We had a lady at our open house on Friday night who's homeschooling her children, and her youngest child, she said, was utterly dyslexic. And he, they would go over the letters. This is a kid who's, 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
And she was trying to teach him his letters. And they would work on the alphabet, and he would know all the letters of the alphabet. And in the morning when he woke up, he would not be able to say the letters of the alphabet anymore. He could not retain them. And he was very frustrated because his siblings all learned to read, and he couldn't. And they visited a scalar chamber once, one visit. The kid was in it for an hour or thereabouts. And thereafter, next day or two, I don't remember exactly what she said, but immediately thereafter, they went over his letters again, like on the way home. And the next day he could remember them. And he is now reading primers. months later. He's going along slowly. It is an overnight conversion to a, you know, reading at his grade level,
mm-hmm,
but he is
mm-hmm.
now able to retain the stuff
mm-hmm.
because of, she says, because of the brain balancing. And her studies of this dyslexia to that point trying to help him indicated it was an imbalance between the hemispheres of the brain that some people thought was responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Then more anecdotally, I've heard of people using it for children that were getting these ADHD diagnoses
mm-hmm.
and so forth,
mm-hmm.
which is often also related with the brain hemisphere balancing stuff, and that those kids are calmed and focused by
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does seem to have good application there, and they don't certainly bring intent. Maybe the younger ones wouldn't,
mm-hmm.
older ones might. I bet her little boy had serious intent about wanting to read,
mm-hmm.
but whether he brought it in there or not, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
But the brain balancing part of it, the hemispheres of the brain, that would be something that would be directly affected by the physical alteration of the vibration of the cell.
Mm-hmm. Literally, a new circuitry put in.
Yeah, and someone with enough sophistication to have an intent to resist that change. Now, if you have an issue that gives you a disease manifestation
mm-hmm.
and you are hanging on to that issue and you're not willing to change it, then you can go and have surgery and fix whatever it is, and it will remanifest some other way or there again.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly if you bring that kind of stuck intent in
mm-hmm.
there,
mm-hmm.
even if it makes your cells vibrate at optimum, you're not going to fix yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fix anything, you don't want to fix.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of, you know, there's a catch-22 involved in that.
Yeah.
People feel that they are in a state of disarray or disruption or disease, and that they're stuck and there's no way out of it, no matter what's going, you know, what can be done. So they'll attempt something, and some part of them has already defeated the purpose before they've even started. We've seen that. But
mm-hmm.
it seems like this device is offering a ray of hope, something that goes beyond our conventional understanding and conventional wisdom in certainly in terms of Western medicine. It's related in some ways, I believe, to the Eastern philosophies of energy bodies, the chi energy that they incorporate in their healing modalities. And it's offering us a Western technology, not exclusively Western, of course, because Korea has some of the most advanced technology using it. But it's a way of accessing these energy fields and enhancing them in a way that you don't have to do hours of meditation or Tai Chi or
mm-hmm.
some Eastern physical modality, which was developed perhaps in lieu of not having an array machine to do it. I'm not quite sure, but it seems like having that availability it would change people's attitudes. Yes, there is a way we can do that. I can be better. I can heal myself. Another last break in this program, I want to come back and talk about the future of this portal, what your vision is, what you would like to see happen in the next year, in the next 5 years, and how you see it developing. So we'll take a short break. Be right back. Okay, we're just going to keep on rolling the tapes here. Continue. Right back with more of the portal. Healing array goes on in the portal room, reflected by these tones. They're kind of symbolically represent the wave frequencies that are being pushed out into this space. We've learned that if we sit in this space, all of the computer arrays are generating a standing singular scalar wave that we can call zero point energy. And basically what that means is that it's removing all of the negative vibrational frequencies, letting us stand in this totally neutral place where real healing can begin. We can start to feel ourselves as a whole body. We can start to have clarity of thought, because perhaps both hemispheres of our brain are thinking in coordination for the first time or one of the rare occasions in our life. What we found with people who play music or paint or do creative endeavors, naturally go into a hemisyncing condition. It's been noted that artists often live longer than regular people. Why? Because they are enjoying a space that is out of the stress, and perhaps they are generating their own zero-point energy in those creative spaces. These spaces are available to everybody. You don't have to study art. You don't have to play an instrument. All you have to do is realize that you are an instrument. And we are in the big instrument chamber here that can help tune our individual instruments. Sitting here with Ken Beavis and Adrian Goddard, they have made a personal commitment to bring the portal here to the Big Island of Hawaii. And through the graces of Sandra Rose Michael, who has developed this system as a means to create a healing space, a standing wave of neutralized energy, where so many things are going on multidimensionally. It's kind of phenomenal. We were just sitting here in between the break and thinking, you know, there isn't really a real way to describe this in a linear way. All we can do is lead you to this understanding and give you what we're all feeling. And I think we're all feeling something very dynamic in this room. What are you feeling, Stephen, in your dynamic sense?
As I open my eyes, I look pretty dynamic. What am I feeling? Well, it's a good point. So how do you explain this? Because it's experiential, and the best way I can explain it in words is without your having experienced it yourself, is just a very peaceful, also very powerful sense of being, like I was mentioning before, fears, worries, doubts, all those things that we do in our quote normal life are aside for now, and it's like there's no reason for that. It's more like this is the place to be. This is the sense of being, the sense of peace that we all like to be in.
Thank you for being the guinea pig for this particular experiment. He came with, as we mentioned, a runny nose and not feeling so good. I can say from looking at him, he's kind of got a glossy-eyed look, very similar to when we exit the water after swimming for some period of time with our fine slippered friends down on the Kona coast of the Big Island, which is one of the rare places on the earth that you can have that kind of experience. And the Big Island itself seems to be a hotbed of these energies, and I do know that a number of people have had visions of the Big Island being a healing center for all of the planet, and different centers or small healing facilities cropping up, offering different ways to get to a new level of healing. So that brings me to the point. Here you've started something. It's only a couple of months old. It's brand new. It's fresh. What is your vision for the portal and how it's going to develop in the future? Andrew?
Well, we have some big plans, and I guess what we're learning the most is about letting things unfold and running something that is sort of a business, but running it from the heart and in love, in pursuit of raising the planet's vibration instead of the typical financial model. And so there's lots of big lessons with that. And while we have some dreams about, you know, making a building, separate building, instead of doing this in our spare room, we won't do that unless it seems like we should do it. Although we're drawing plans and we've wrestled up the money,
mm-hmm.
We're very much listening.
Mm-hmm. I would think an eight-sided hogan, which is the ancient temple of the Navajos, would be an appropriate type of building for an eight-sided array, right?
Exactly. Actually, we're looking at a 12-sided for put all 12 computers in, because according to Sandra, if you have four computers, the field that you have, going up to eight computers is 10 times stronger than the four, and
mm-hmm.
going up to 12 is 10 times stronger than the eight.
Hmm. Is there a place of no return where it starts to nullify itself, like 24, 48, 64, where...
Good question.
12 is the biggest thing they've put up. I think
mm-hmm.
it's what she said was that 12 was optimal. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, that it is a decreased return larger
mm-hmm.
than that. We're going to make a 12-sided building, as the plan is, with a pyramidal roof and windows facing the ocean, and then the treatment rooms around the back, outside the circle, but in the building, around the back side, a massage room and a a colon hydrotherapy room and then maybe some small meeting rooms so that we could have an idea of doing workshops, yoga classes, retreats,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing, to have a place to host that kind of stuff that had magic energy.
That's an ambitious future, and the land that you have now is large enough to accommodate this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the center would be in proximity, but over off to its own,
yeah,
in its own.
A couple hundred feet over that
mm-hmm.
direction.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some plans that I'm working on for extending this house out, putting the second story over the garage here so we can put some rooms. So people of desire can come and rent a room and have like a healing vacation.
Yeah.
Healing retreat.
Yeah.
So obviously you're conscious of the foods organically,
mm-hmm.
the treatments that you want to introduce further to enhance healing and toxic
mm-hmm.
release. Everything here is pointed towards that. This is a lovely area. It is just far enough away from everything, and you're not going to run into any of the city, even as these cities may grow, Honoka'a being the closest of the towns.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't move very quickly here, but then we're in a period of accelerated growth everywhere. And when I moved here 7 years ago, I wouldn't even recognize the way I look at Kona now, which seems to go geometrically forward.
Yeah.
So I know that will continue, that trend will continue throughout the islands, but you seem like you've got a really nice buffer zone here. It's, some ways off of the highway, you're not going to hear highway traffic, you can still see the ocean, see the mountain. I don't know if you can actually see the big mountain from here.
On the way up here, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is really kind of a nice place to have this kind of future.
Close enough and remote enough,
mm-hmm.
So it's not too far to go to town for a loaf of bread, but
mm-hmm.
far enough away to get enough to look at it. That's in Hamakua, district. Hamakua
mm-hmm.
means breath of God.
Ah. Well, how appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Because it's a nonlinear kind of thing and whimsical in its own way. For people who are listening to the show, this will be an archival file, and hopefully people will be able to hear it whatever they like. And as I say, those who are able to come to the Big Island, I would definitely encourage them to at least consider stopping by, making an appointment to come in and experience what this healing space feels like. In the months ahead, aside from some of the programs that they would like to incorporate here, they will be having a website so that people will be able to see more details of the property. They may be able to get some more clues, ideas on what the room feels like, maybe some profiles of our lovely hosts here. And as the modalities and healing center develops, you'll be able to follow that online. That web address, when it does become available sometime soon, will be www.theportalinc.com. PORTALINC.com. Look for that in the months ahead. Probably within a couple of weeks, you'll be able to at least be able to pull it up on your computer and begin to get the information that's coming in. If, on the other hand, you want to find out right away, you can't wait for that. You can contact the Healing Center here. The email address is Hamakua Nedra, and I'll spell that for you, Hamakua Nedra, all one word, at BigIsle.net. Once again, Hamakua Nedra at BigIsle.net. And they actually have a telephone that you can call, and they'll probably pick it up at times if they're not busy. That's area code 808-775-9822. And then you can make an appointment, find out firsthand some of the healing opportunities that might be available for you or somebody that you know. The rooms do rent out at $40 per person per hour. However, the room itself, they've made it available as a special for people who are in the healing arts, people who do healing therapies. They're allowing you to come in and use this facility for a free hour. The only thing that we're asking in return is that you leave your impressions, see how it's affected you and the healing practice. That would be the equal medium of exchange here. The room itself would be available for groups, and depending on how you like to sit with one another, comfortably you could sit easily a half a dozen people here. If you are all in meditative positions, sitting upright with your knees crossed, you could probably put twice that many in here quite comfortably. But the rooms themselves rent out for $120. So if you have a group of people that you'd like to come up and split the costs and reduce the individual costs, that's available too. As they add these healing things, the colonic therapy will be available here in the weeks to come. There is the foot therapy. I believe that there are some other things introducing. Ken was showing me a device where they are working with water, and we've heard so much about the water molecules that are being reconditioned, and water being our base element, folks. We are more water. The planet is more water than anything else, so why not go back and start to use water as a healing tool? So we're wrapping up the show now. I'd like to pass it back to our host and ask them for any closing comments they'd like to make, and invite them to do so now. Angela, what would you like to share with the audience?
Well, I wrote a little paragraph about what we were trying to do here, and so I'll just read that. Our commitment is to constantly raise our own vibration and create abundant personal health through exploration and pursuit of vitality-building experiences, and then share what we learn with everyone who's interested.
Hmm. That kind of says it very concisely. Ken, you can add something to that?
Well, you know, our basic philosophy, you know, our mission, if you will, is just trying to raise the vibration of the planet one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And starting with ourselves. You know, you've got to help yourself before you can help others. And that's the whole deal right there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better way to put it. And thank you very much for coming in. Yourself.
It's my pleasure. You know, I've been guided here. I was shown that you were giving this display over a month, almost 2 months ago now, and it struck a chord, and I'm glad that I came back and gave you guys an opportunity to express yourself. I think the healing space here is great, and it's certainly sorely needed. I think, Stephen, you're looking much better now. Are you feeling better after an hour of being in the chamber?
Yes, I am. Very much better. I'm not worried about my health at all at this point, and I'm feeling like a million bucks.
That's it. Well, that was our experiment in time and space. I hope you enjoyed the show and were able to hear most of it as it was coming over the internet airwaves here. I appreciate everybody's listening, and once again, my gratitude to Photon.net for providing this service that's going out all over the world. We have fingers reaching out to the far reaches of the globe. Appreciate your staying with us as a listener. Be back next week. We're going to have another experiment in time and space, as yet to the guest to be announced. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember what the dolphin said to me, to be well and swim free. Thanks for listening.